Jack, you've mentioned several times the importance of women in urban agriculture. And during our visits to Africa, we saw women being, in many cases, the predominant labor force and leadership force in some of these urban agriculture activities. Why is that, and what does that mean for the urban agriculture movement overall?
The reason for it is somewhat clear and somewhat not clear. Our surveys in Africa found that 60% of the urban farmers were women. Surveys in Latin America found that it was about two-thirds. It behaves in different ways in different places. The most outstanding example is in Maputo, Mozambique, where when the Portuguese left, the government encouraged forming cooperatives to produce food in the city. They took over parks and they took over golf courses and so forth and lots of other open spaces. Within the year, women were forming organizations to look after the children and to prepare the food and so forth. By the end of 6 years, there were 80 separate cooperatives in the city of Maputo, and only one of them was headed by a man. Women were the head of all of these food production cooperatives throughout the city. The same thing has happened recently in the Philippines. There was a cooperative established, men and women. The women broke off to do their own. Within a year, it went from 20 women to 200 women, and they're making two and three times as much money as the men were.
Jack, does micro-lending and microfinance have a role to play in urban agriculture in helping get some of these projects off the ground and underwriting the costs that these women undertake?
Oh, absolutely. The payoff is tremendous once they are able to get some credit to buy better seeds, to get better tools, to carry them until they can get into the market. It's absolutely vital.
Is the Grameen Bank have an effort at microfinance in urban agriculture?
It's amazing. Actually, I met the guy who started the Grameen Bank back in the 1970s in Bangladesh when he was just getting it started. So I followed that all the way around the country. And what happens there is that the loans to women, he gets it over a 90% return promptly. With men, it's in the 70s. And women are more likely to start small businesses than men in every part of the world.